100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. If my voice holds up, at one a day until the day I die, .com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the story. And we have a whole bunch of 100 Word Stories on the topic of, well, it's topics. It's a pick two. And the pick two is Don't Push Me, Animated, Compassion, Indifferent, Ally, Whale, and A Fork in the Road. So, you want to hear the stories? Okay, sure. I mean, it's the new year. You've had your black-eyed peas. I made hummus out of mine. But still, you know, tradition is tradition. Let's move forward and go ahead and listen and enjoy.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 819 with a prompt of, well, pick two. Happy New Year to everybody. Today is January 1st, for me at least. I hope you have a prosperous year ahead of you, filled with 100 word stories. Anyway, here's my story. Sabrina and Bilbert walked along a path through the forest. She carried the bag of freshly made caramel corn in her backpack. The trees were so thick, blocking the starry sky above, if it hadn't been for the weak flashlight, they would have completely missed a fork in the road. She put her hand on Bilbert's shoulder. "We go this way." Bilbert shrugged off her hand. "Don't push me." Sabrina smiled, looking evil in the yellow glow of the flashlight. "Bilbert, I'm your friend. I want to help you be a better person. Come along. The ceremony is this way." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And boy, is it cold in a tiny pump house on a hill. Winter is here. But my story this evening is a continuation of what could possibly go wrong. 019. Normally I, and I use I for your temporal reference, would let the sheer mass of narrative reveal what the hell is happening. Don't have the time. Little time entity joke there. Normally, indifferent compassion is how I roll. What animates my action is whenever there's a fork in the road, I take it. My model is, don't push me, I am the whale. Or was it the walrus, Ookpookachu? Foe or ally? You decide. Damn, that liquid blue will mess with one's internal synapse. Back. To maintain a time bubble, you need maximum density. Did that help? And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Don't push me. I turned to face the woman who had barged into me at the checkout and looked her straight in the eye. Just wait your turn, won't you? You'll get served when I'm done. Well, if looks could kill, I'd have been dead on the spot. I returned to my shopping, taking all the time in the world, indifferent to her protests. Outside, as I drove away from the store, I saw her. She gave me the middle finger and an evil stare. Without any hesitation, I ran her down. Barge into me, and I'll barge right back.
Tora Berzoino here, with a story in the words, animated and indifferent. Professor Proteus was indifferent among the many ideas that he lectured upon, yet always animated in his exposition. Whatever he spoke on, he was its most fervent advocate. Then he would take up an opposite idea and demolish his previous arguments. He could convince anyone of anything, then refute all that he had just said, then refute the refutations. His audience found themselves willy-nilly persuaded by every successive turn. He could demonstrate the consistency of contradictions and the inconsistency of tautologies. He was eventually revealed to be a mouthpiece for an AI trained on the entire contents of the internet.
Good morning, this is Richard, and for my pick two story, I bring you Year's End. Here we are, once again, standing amongst the dying embers of the year past, looking ahead to what the future might bring. In many ways, it's a completely arbitrary moment in time for decision making. There's nothing to prevent us from resolving where our destiny may lie on any day of the year. But tradition dictates that with the passing of each year we face a fork in the road and choose which route we will follow. However, I'm rubbish at making resolutions, and I'll decide which direction to take in my own good time. So, don't push me, okay? And that's it. All done, dusted, and finished. So, until next time, goodbye and Happy New Year.
Hello, everyone. Wheezy here, and hopefully this is the last story of my I Am a Good Mother series. Here it is. I am a good mother. I always knew what was good for you, but you never accepted what I said. I always pointed out your faults. That's how you learn. I never praised you because that wouldn't teach you anything. And that day when you wanted to hug me and I was horrified, a hug? Don't push me. And you had that pathetic look on your face. I am a good mother. You came out all right, except for not accepting my orders. You're always stubborn. Now, you're indifferent. And we don't talk. Yeah, it's all your fault. Your fault. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Early in the days of animation, when Gertie, Mickey, and Bosco and other crude noodle-armed figures ruled the cinema, Xavier Walton came up with Bertha the Whale. All you could see of her was her eye and a few folds around it. But Xavier was a master animator and put a lot of expression and character into that eye. He would stand on stage with props, run the film behind him, and they did a vaudeville act together. Bertha's reactions to Xavier's antics were priceless. Then someone hidden above the stage would dump a bucket of water on his head.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories for the first weekly challenge of 2022. Topics, you can go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You can also see the text of the stories, links to people's sites if they gave me any, archives of over 16 years of stories, and so on and so on and so on and so on. Well, that's it for the show. There'll be more stories this week, the same old stuff. Get used to it. Also, it's kind of cold out there. It was a really, really nice past few weeks. But, you know, the cold comes to everything. Hopefully not ERCOT killing people levels of cold. Thank you for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.